exciting. She likes to sit in her little nest box. So she spends most of her days in there. And then she has her little mice out there on her platform. She can go out and eat them.
On a cold and rainy day, a yellow-eyed gray western screech owl peers out of her small owl house in a cage at the Alaska Raptor Center. Her name is Peanut, and her right wing sticks out just a little further than her left. She's injured and unable to fly. She used to live in California and at some point moved to Alaska. She used to be an education owl for years, but now she's in retirement.
We know she's about 13 years old, which is really old for a screech owl. They usually live to be about 8 or 9.
That's Jen Cedarleaf. She's the avian rehabilitation coordinator at the Alaska Raptor Center.
We got her here and we used her for a little bit, but she just didn't seem really happy with it. And so we wanted, since she's so old, we wanted to just give her, you know, let her rest the rest of her life. So she is just on a static display out in a cage out there.
Peanut arrived at the center in July after a bird educational facility she lived at in Ketchikan shut down. Before that, she belonged to a California falconer. Now, Peanut is living the quiet life.
She's really enjoying being, I think, not an education bird. She just laid, I can't even remember how many eggs she laid this spring, about 5 eggs. 4 or 5 eggs, which I don't know if she'd ever done previously, but she really seems to like her little habitat, and she gets around in there and doesn't have to deal with people all day long.
On the day I came to visit, she was quiet and never stepped out of her owl house or let out even a tiny hoot. But Cedarleaf didn't want her quiet demeanor to fool anyone.
Peanut is a little beast. She does not want to have anything to do with us people anymore, so she mostly stays in her little nest box there when people go in to clean her cage, but she doesn't really enjoy us in there, and she'll try, a lot of times she just tries to run away from you, but sometimes she'll come after you, and it's kind of funny because she's so tiny, she can't really hurt us that much, but she thinks she can, so she doesn't really try to bite or anything, but she'll try to grab you sometimes with her feet, and mostly she's just quiet, and she hangs out in her little house and doesn't want us in there.
Peanut is one of 3 screech owls currently at the Raptor Center and is one of about 21 permanent residents, including bald eagles, red-tailed hawks, great horned owls, and ravens. There are more than 20 birds being rehabilitated, mostly bald eagles. Cedarleaf says June was particularly busy, with an injured bird coming in almost every day.
This year we've had a lot of eye injuries, and we've had a lot of broken coracoids, which is a bone in their shoulder that helps to support their wing when they fly. In general, we see a lot of human-caused injuries like electrocutions, hit by cars, hit buildings. We don't get a lot of natural injuries like getting into fights with other birds. We've had a couple of those this year, but most of them are human-caused.
They don't know how Peanut injured her wing, but Cedarleaf says common human-related owl injuries are caused by, you guessed it, cars.
It's very possible that she was hit by a car. Owls get hit by cars more often than you would think because they use the headlights to kind of help find their prey, and they'll swoop in front of a car without really realizing it, and then they get hit.
Despite Peanut's reclusive nature, Cedarleaf says visitors stand to learn a lot from her.
She's a very good bird for teaching us about longevity and just about the different kind of birds that are out there in the environment that you don't always see all the time.
It's not every day you can see a western screech owl, but if you're lucky, Peanut may look your way the next time you're at the Alaska Raptor Center. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Vanessa Walker.